Hola, fresitas.
Welcome back to your podcast. Just in case this is your first time tuning in, I'm Paulina.
I'm Leslie.
And just in case this is your first time listening to us, welcome to Fresas con Crema podcast. We are a podcast and we are open to
a lot of topics. Yes. So we talk about sex. That's yes. A big and interesting one that definitely. I feel like all the girls, well, I shouldn't say girls, but all our fresitas really like.
Yes.
Friendships. Yes. Relationships.
Yes. All the girl or the break room talk that you yes. would like to hear about.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Actually, when we first started, that's exactly what we had said, which you said that one day, like, yeah. you came up with that little phrase, and I loved it, that
break room talk. Yes.
Yeah, you know, like, guys have the locker room talk, the girls have the
break room talk. Yes. Yeah. Definitely. So we're so excited to welcome in anyone who is yes. joining us, and welcome. I hope you will listen and stay.
Yes, and like, we hope you become part of the Fresita Club,
yes.
you know.
Yes, Fresita Club.
Yes.
So we usually have our Confessional Sunday. And what is Confessional Sunday?
Okay, so Confessional Sunday is something we have on our Instagram every Sunday. We ask different questions every yes. week, or sometimes it's just like the crazy things you've done.
Yep.
It gets real hot and juicy there. Yes. Not going to lie. So head over there onto our Instagram. We will put it on the description.
Yes.
Down below. And or if not, you can just find us as the Fresas con Crema podcast, and then just search that up on Instagram. We should pop up, and the tea gets hot.
It gets very hot.
Yeah, and like I love it.
Yes, same. Which brings us to our Confessional Sunday session.
Yes.
So,
In case, really quick, if you are new here, we do Paulina chooses one, and I choose one, and we just read a confession that one of our fresitas submitted. Our favorite ones, and we read them on here onto the podcast. So go tune in onto Confessional Sundays on Instagram every Sunday. Submit your story, get yes. it off your chest, you we know, love get to it, hear it, put it out there, and if we love it, you might just be featured onto our podcast.
Yes,
how exciting!
I know.
You want to go first?
Yes. So for a Confessional Sunday that I picked out during our break, so this one wasn't as like crazy or you know as juicy as the other one. I thought this one was very like wholesome and very sweet. Mm-hmm. So we had asked for the Confessional Sunday. We're like, what is the cutest date you've been on? So this one was by my friend. So she said that her and her man had been dating for about a month, and then she finally said, okay, do you want to meet my dogs? And he was really, really happy and super excited. So after that, they went to he planned a date at a doggy beach. And she said, when my dogs met him, yo, my heart melted. My dogs instantly loved him, and even my male dog, who is very hesitant around men, he was like trying to lick him and even sit on his lap while he drove. My other one loves everyone, so LOL. When we got out to the beach, his boss called him, and he was like, I'm a little busy. I'm here hanging out with my family.
Oh, that's cute.
While looking at my dogs and I. He was so comfortable with my dogs. They were cuddling with him since the first second. Bro, my ovaries. It's so cute. He also found a place that would let dogs in when we ate dinner and gave them treats. My dogs loved him, and then they still do. That date solidified that he was the man for me, and they still talk on FaceTime and wag their tails when they see him. I'll send him texts on the daily, like, look at what your stepdaughter did. And he's like, my little girl is so cute, bruh. I'm gonna give this man a baby at this point.
Oh, how cute. Oh yeah. My God. I love, and I find it so funny how with like this new generation, it's like your dogs are your like kids, your children, you know? So instead of being like, oh, he met my
yeah,
actual babies. Yeah. He met my dogs.
He met my dogs.
Yeah. I find that so funny, but that's so cute.
It's very
I love
cute.
That.
Yes. And you remember, ladies, don't settle. Don't settle.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He better love you and respect you and appreciate you and your babies.
That's
whether
right.
that be actual babies.
Or fur babies.
Or fur babies. It's a package deal.
Yep, exactly. But that's so cute. It's that so wholesome. Is. I love it.
I know.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the one I chose, it was, this question was, do you have any fetishes or kinks? And this girl said, when he gives me a cachetada
oh
and calls
God.
Me a fucking slut.
Oh my God.
And for my non-Spanish listeners, it means when he slaps me and calls, and of course calls me a fucking slut.
Oh my
god, it's so funny. When I read that, I was dying. I was like, oh girl, you like to be degraded.
Dang, she sure do.
She says slap me.
Oh my god, you know what, to each their own, girl. That's I like true. Yep, I like to be told
you like to be told
what, girl? I like to be told that I'm a good girl. I'm not kidding.
That is so funny.
Yep.
Oh my god,
I'm not kidding. Like, don't fucking call me a slut. Tell me I'm a good girl.
Oh my god. Oh god. I wonder where that like stems from, you know what I mean?
I think it's because of my childhood trauma. I think it all, my god, honestly I'm gonna be honest, I think it all comes from childhood trauma, because no one ever told me that I was, they were proud of me.
Oh no. She said, tell me in bed that I'm a good girl.
And that's right.
That's funny. Oh my god. I mean, I've never been slapped, so I can't say I like it.
I have, but it wasn't, it, I, not something that I wanted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, it wasn't good. I don't like it. And yeah, I don't want that.
I'm very, very, like, with my head and, like, face area, like, don't touch my head, like. If same. You're not like giving me the little, what is it called? The little, when people put their hair, like little, what is it called? Anything like this? Piojitos.
Piojitos. Oh, okay, okay. Go. I know.
Like,
okay.
Piojitos. It's like when they, you know, your mom would like play with your hair.
Yeah.
That I like, right? Uh-huh. But like, other than that, like, don't touch my face. Don't touch my head. Like, don't slap me, because that just really, oh my god, you will get me mad.
Yeah, no, I feel it. Same.
So I don't think I would like that. Like, yay, slap my ass. But
yeah, same.
Not my face.
Literally. No. Anywhere but my face.
Yeah. But each their own, right? Some people like that. And yeah. Like, good for you, girl. Get whatever turns you on.
Exactly.
You going.
No, literally. But whatever. I'm telling you. Yep, exactly. If you like it, you girl, I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, and that's our confessional Sunday. So remember to tune in every Sunday on our Instagram. It's really cool.
Yeah.
So I think you guys will like it. So
it's super fun.
Yeah.
Join, please.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Also, really quick, we did want to say, if you are Fresitas since season one, you are probably wondering, where is our YouTube video? Paulina, you want to get to that?
Yes. So we're just changing things up a little bit for this season. So we're not going to be putting up any videos for the moment. We're just going to just do the Apple podcast and Spotify and all that. So just tune in, turn us up while you're at the gym.
Yes.
While you're doing your makeup.
While you're driving to work.
While you're driving to work and you want to hear the chisme. Yeah.
So this episode, I'm probably wondering, what is it about? It should be releasing the Thursday before Valentine's. So it is a Valentine's special. And with that, Paulina, how do you feel about Valentine's
Day? Oh, God. I have a lot of mixed feelings on it. I'm not a huge fan of it, if I'm being honest. Okay. It's probably due to the fact that I've always been single as fuck.
Me.
How do you feel about it?
You know what? I actually love Valentine's Day. And I've never been in like a serious relationship during Valentine's. So I've never really celebrated it with someone. I mean, the only time I've done that with a guy is with El Diablo. Yeah, it was like right before Valentine's, I think, and but the decorations were already up and everything, and we went to dinner to Italian Spa, and it was really nice, but that's it. Yeah, but it wasn't like, I mean, it was nice and for me to have never been on a Valentine's Day or anything, I was like, oh my god, this is so cute. But I mean, like, looking back at it now, I'm like, it was,
yeah, I feel it
could have been more. No, you know,
yeah, I feel it. It's like basically it's the bare minimum.
Yes, okay, bare that's minimum. Exactly what I was trying to say. Yes, thank you, you took the words right out of my mouth. I couldn't formulate it correctly, but it's that, like, it was a bare minimum. But
yeah,
I mean, I had never been with a guy like that or anything, so that was, for me, I was like, oh my god, this is so nice. No, fuck him. Literally, fuck Diablo.
Literally, fuck you.
Yeah, literally. And if you don't know, if you're new here, that is like Exposing a Narcissist Part 2. Mm-hmm. But go watch Part 1 as well. and you can see who we're talking about.
Yeah, who these pieces of shits are talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, same.
But yeah, and I think that's, but you know what? I actually still love it, but I think it's because I love reds.
Yeah.
I love pinks.
Yeah.
I love hearts. I love all that cute, like,
just like girly, like very like.
I love
sweet.
The
yes.
So I fucking love the aesthetic of Valentine's Day. Like, I fucking love it. So that's me.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay. See, I feel that too. I think that I love the aesthetic as well too when it comes to hearts, to pink, chocolates, all that stuff. I love the aesthetic too. But I feel like personally I don't like it because I've always been single.
Okay.
Like, as if you, like she just said, listen to Exposing the Narcissist part one and part two and you'll know why. But for me, I've only had maybe two Valentines in my entire life. The last one was Bigfoot. And I did talk about it on that episode.
Yes. Exposing Narcissist Part 1. Go watch it.
Go watch it. Listen to it.
Whatever.
Whatever floats your boat. Yeah. But he showed up in my house at 1 or 2 a.m. in the morning. And he surprised me with flowers, a dozen roses, and like a little like dog shape little flower holder thing. And with the Taylor Swift Love Story playing in the background.
Oh.
I know. And you know, Taylor Swift is like my absolute favorite artist of all time. Like, yeah. I love her. So to me, that was like, oh my God. Like, I cried, you know?
Yeah.
I cried because that was so sweet.
Yeah.
Little did I know that was just the beginning of a love bombing.
Oh my God. We hate him.
We absolutely hate him.
We do.
He's good shit. But anyways, that was the last Valentine I ever had someone. The before that, it was when I was like 16. With my very first boyfriend. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
I actually don't know this story. What happened?
No?
Like, and what happened towards in Valentine's Day?
Yeah, so it was with my very first boyfriend, who is also another
narcissist.
He's probably a narcissist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably. He's very emotionally manipulative.
Yeah.
I was 16. We can talk about that later.
Oh, yeah.
But with him on Valentine's Day, I think I had gotten off of school, and when I came home, he was there because I was a junior in high school, and he had just graduated from high school, so he was in his first year of college. So I remember getting out of school, walking home, and then I go to my house, and my boyfriend was there, my first boyfriend. He was there, and he like literally cleaned my room, and then he was I don't know if my mind remembers this correctly, but he was hiding in my closet. Oh my God, you know what? I'm sorry. he turned out to be like bisexual. But anyways,
that
not
is
part
so
of the story. he surprised me. He came out with the he came out of the closet with a dozen roses.
Oh my God. Why out of all things the fucking closet? That is
the
funny.
Closet. Oh my God. I just remember that. I haven't thought about that in such a long time. But he came over, he surprised me with flowers, and it was nice. Other than that, I can't remember much of what happened that day. Probably like, you know, little teenage kids.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I cringe every time I think about it.
Oh, I know.
Or like, you know, made out and stuff. But that's pretty much it. Other than that, I've never really like had Valentine's dates or like any other experiences with any boys when it comes to Valentine's.
Me either. You know, I'm telling you, with the Diablo was just that like dinner, but it wasn't even Valentine's Day. It was like we celebrated a bit before.
Yeah.
But even in the sense, like, you know, like I wish, like, I mean, I didn't dress up and none of that. Like, now looking back, like, I do want a date like that. Like,
yeah.
It'd be so nice, you know, like.
That would be nice.
So, whatever guy wants to, like, you know, pop my cherry in that. I've never had a date like that. So, you know, slide into my DMs or whatever, you know.
Take her on a nice date.
Yes.
All fancy and shit.
Mm-hmm. I want to, like, look all cute and stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, like, I just love the aesthetic of it. But I will say this. And I'm like, everyone's different, you know, like, and I think when we talked about, like, this episode at first, we were like, we can talk about, like, the different spectrums.
Yeah.
Like, we've both kind of never been on, like, a really, really nice Valentine's Day.
Yep.
And we have very different emotions towards it.
That's true.
But I think what I've still always celebrated with my girls, you know, girls as a plural, like, I only had one best friend, you know, whatever.
Right? Complicated story.
Yeah, that'll be for another time. But now it's with my cousin, you know?
Yeah.
So back then, like, I've always celebrated it with my best friend. Like, it'd always be like we'd give each other little gifts, like make little baskets, like Valentine's baskets, and surprise each other with gifts. And even when we were up to all the way up through college, we would always we would go to dinner and we would go watch a movie, like, that's to the actual movie theater. Yeah. We always celebrated. Always.
Yeah.
So this is actually like last year. It's been like, I think last year was maybe like my first Valentine's that I couldn't do anything. But this year I was like, nah, like, if she's not in my life anymore, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I still fucking love Valentine's, so I'm gonna celebrate it. So I actually, like, I
as you
called
should.
Yeah, you know, I called up my cousin, because we're, like, really, really tight now.
Yeah.
Shout out to her, because I know she's listening.
We love her.
We do. So I was like, and she does have a boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
So I know she's going to celebrate Valentine's Day with him. So I was like, you know, I was like, we can just celebrate it before or after. But I was like, you want to go and, like, do a little date? And she's like, yeah, you know. So I baked her cookies the other day, because I know she loves my chocolate chip cookies. And I did a little note that said, like, will you go on a Valentine's Day?
Oh, how cute.
And I put a little box on, like, yes or no. And she checked it. Yes. I know.
That's super sweet. Yeah.
I'm so excited. Like, I think we're probably just going to get some, like, to-go food. I think she says she knows a spot right by the beach that's, like, on a hill. So it's, like, a little view site.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so we're going to make a picnic out of it. And I'm so excited.
Yeah, no, that's cute.
Yeah, I'm so excited, because I feel like, I think this is why a lot of women, and understandably so, don't like Valentine's.
Yeah.
Because it makes you feel alone. It makes you realize, especially, oh my God, girl. Let's talk about real quick when you go on social media.
I was about to say that. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You go on social media, you see everybody, everybody posting about their flowers and this and their teddy bears and their chocolates. And my love of my life. And it's like, oh my God. Like.
Yep.
It's too much.
Yeah, that's honestly, I think that's why one of the main reasons why I don't like Valentine's Day like that, because I've been single for the most part of my life. I'm not going to lie. You know, I've had dates, I've had boyfriends here and there, but nothing like long lasting, clearly. But I always go on social media, and I feel like seeing all these couples and seeing all these people being loved, seeing all these gifts, these flowers, the chocolates and the teddy bears. And it's like, no one's doing that for me, you know, like, that just makes me sad. No. And I know I shouldn't, but it does, you know?
Yeah. Mm. And I get that 100%. But you know what, Paulina? You need to treat yourself. Make that a you day. Ask one of your girlfriends, even if they, like, are taken, like, I'm telling you, my cousin already has a boyfriend, so I'm like, I know that you're going to spend Valentine's with your boyfriend. Just be like, hey, and if they're real ones, and if they, like, love you, Jeffy, and this is goes to all my fresitas, if you're single, tell that one person that you're really close to, and be like, hey, and if they have a relationship, they're in a relationship, just like, I'm not asking you to go out with me Valentine's Day, because I know you're going to spend that with your boo, but let's do right after, we can make it, like, Galentine's.
Yeah, Galentine's.
Exactly, you know, like, let's go for brunch.
Yeah.
Or let's go for dinner. Yeah. Like, you dress up really nice, I'll dress up really nice. Take cute pictures. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think, I mean, just, like, in a sense to kind of make ourselves feel better, because I will say this, I feel like Valentine's just, we've made it to be as in, like, oh, your significant other, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your this, your wife, your husband.
Yeah.
No, it's supposed to be a day about love.
Yeah.
And it's not just toward your significant other. A love toward with your friends.
Self-love too. Yeah.
Exactly. Self-love. Uh-huh. Yes. You know, like, take yourself on a date. Actually, I gotta practice what I preach, because I've never taken myself on a date. Like, I'm very, like, I don't know.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, I can't, like, I'm not one of those people that can go to dinner by myself.
Yeah.
But,
I think maybe you? I can.
Really? Yeah. I've never done it. I just get really scared, like, by myself.
I feel like,
but maybe I'm just anxiety.
I get it 100%. I feel like, for me personally, I just spend so much time alone anyways that, like, I'll go. Like, I've gone to, like, let's say, like, Panera by myself and have, like, some dinner.
Really off topic, really quick. My New Year's resolution is to be more independent in all aspects. Like, I'm telling you, I'm very, like, I don't like to do things by myself.
Interesting.
I need that person to be with me, but I want to learn to be like that. Like, you know what? I'm craving Panera.
Yeah.
I'm going to take myself to
Panera. Yeah, do it.
I'm literally.
Literally, I do it all the time. Like, like I said, I think I'm just so used to being alone, and I'm comfortable being alone, you know?
Okay, then you know what? Then I'm going to give you homework. You need to ask one of your girlfriends and be like, hey, like, let's go on a dinner date. Because I feel like, for you, you already have that self-love. You know, you already do things by yourself that I feel like that's why you don't like Valentine's. Because it's like for you, it's like, wow, another day of me being by myself and a reminder that I'm, you know, I don't have someone. So tell your girlfriends. Tell one of them. Tell them. Be like, hey, do you want to go on a date with me?
You know what? I think I am.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure they're going to say yes.
Probably,
you know?
100%. Yeah. I can definitely.
Make it a Galentine's thing, you know? And let's just go on a dinner date. And, you know, because like you said, it is about self-love. It is about friends and family, you know, like, or I don't know.
Yeah.
To my other fresitas out there, take your mom on a fucking
date. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes.
Take your mom. Take or whoever is a mother figure to you or whoever, like cousins or sisters or family.
Go someone. Go
on a date. Like,
That sounds like fun. Like, like a date with like your fam, like your mom, like your sister, like whatever.
Ask one of your sisters.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you know, because I feel like
I
don't like the fact that I feel like we've made Valentine's into a day of like significant others. Yeah. Like, no, because then I feel like that's why so many people of us don't like Valentine's.
Yeah.
Because it does remind you, like, why don't fucking have anybody?
That's true.
No, fuck that. I don't need no fucking man.
That's true.
I will take my cousin out before I take any man on a date.
I feel that. I feel that 100%.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Saying that shit with my chest.
I love it. I love that for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I've always, in a sense, I've always loved it. But I think I've always tried to celebrate. Like, today, this year, my bad. I'm not going to lie. I was getting a little sad.
Yeah.
But because I'm kind of going through, like, a friend breakup.
Yes.
So
I know.
It's getting close to Valentine's. And I'm telling you, I would always spend it with her. Like, it was just tradition since high school. I love the holidays. So I don't want to be sad about it. And if I love this holiday. So I was like, you know what? I'm telling you, I hit up my cousin. You want to go on a date with me?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a nice. You should. That's definitely such a like cute idea. And whoever's listening, take your friends out, your cousin, whatever. Don't feel bad because you don't have a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Me talking to myself.
No, just trying to practice what I preach.
Literally. But you know what? Actually, not thinking about it, I have had a Valentine's Day with my best friend. So this was like a couple years ago when I used to work at Disney. I took her to Disney and we had a little like cute Valentine's Day at Disney, and it was really fun actually.
So cute.
I know.
I love that.
Yeah, like I even drew like a little heart on my cheek, like Marina and the Diamonds kind of vibes. Cute. Yes. And that was actually really nice. So you know what? Yeah, I've had good Valentine's Day.
Good. You see, I feel like it's important. So I feel like, and also going back to that self love, like that's what I'm saying, like treat yourself. Like for me, it's like, girl, when it's Valentine's, you will always catch me at the Valentine section at Target.
Oh, I know.
You find the cutest shit. And I'm not about to fucking buy this for myself.
I'm
like,
dead.
This is so cute. Like, I just love looking. Same. Honestly, like, during this time of the year, y'all find me wherever, 99-cent store,
same,
at the Dollar Tree, Target, straight to the Valentine's section. I love it. And then I'm like, you know, they're like, she's shopping for a boyfriend. Nah, I'm looking for either my friends or me.
Me.
Yeah,
mood.
But it's so cute. And it's like, treat yourself. Buy yourself that box set of chocolates or, you know, or like, make that day about yourself. Put on some candles.
Yes.
You know, give yourself that self-love. Also, like, if you love lingerie, buy yourself some lingerie for you. I've had guys ask me before, like, when it comes to lingerie, like, you know, like, do you wear it? I'm like, I'll wear it for me.
Yeah.
I don't need to wear it for nobody
exactly.
else.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah. Buy yourself some red and pink lingerie. Take some thotty-ass, nasty-ass pictures and post-ass thirst traps on Instagram and Snapchat or whatever you're into. Who cares?
Yep. Feel that. No, same. Like, I it's funny because I actually did buy some lingerie.
Ooh.
I bought some from Fenty, the Savage by Fenty, Rihanna. Okay. It's cute. The Rihanna line. It's so cute because she's so, first of all, she's size inclusive. Exo, which I love, by the way. Yeah. We're not sponsored. I'm just literally talking about how great they are. But, like, I bought some cute stuff, and, like I feel good, you know? Mm-hmm. So now, now I want to take a photo shoot on Valentine's Day with some cute lingerie.
Do it. I actually did buy some lingerie, some red ones, and if it's come here by Valentine's, I'm going to put that shit on. Oh, my God. I'm going to look at myself in the mirror like I'm a bad fucking bitch.
You are a bad bitch. And take pics and post them, and then, yep, literally.
And I feel like we need to normalize buying ourselves flowers.
Oh my God, yes.
I went to downtown to the flower district with my brother like 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm like, I love flowers. I love the flower districts in downtown LA. Like, I'll just go there and look at all the flowers, and I'm like, I want them all. I'm like, but I can't buy them all, right?
Same.
But you know, he was like telling her, like, oh, you're okay. For those that don't know, my brother is married to Paulina's sister.
Oh,
so when I say my sister-in-law, I'm talking about her sister.
Oh,
yeah. If you're new here, if you're not new here, but yeah, you know, he was telling your sister, he was like, "Oh, babe, like, you know, I'm gonna buy you flowers. Choose the ones you want." And I'm like, "Fuck that! I buy myself flowers.
Oh my
gosh! I want these pink ones.
Yes.
I was like, I want these baby breasts. Yes. And I was like, I'm gonna make my own little bouquet at home. Like, and I think we need to normalize like buying ourselves flowers too. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's like going back. It's that self-love.
Yeah.
Self-love, like, you know, if you see the street vendors, you know, like, support our street vendors too. Buy yourself some flowers. That's, you know, so like, you don't need no man to buy you flowers.
That's true. 100% That 100%. It's so funny because I was actually driving today and I was getting out the freeway and then there was like a flower vendor, and I was so sad because I didn't have cash.
Oh, I know.
I didn't have cash.
Yes, that, see, that's the only thing about street vendors. The majority of them take cash. I'm like, fuck, I don't have cash. I never carry cash with me. That's so bad. So if you ever try to mug me, you're not gonna get no cash. You will steal my credit cards, and I will call in the instant to deactivate all of them.
Literally,
so don't try to mug me.
Literally, you're literally not same
for me.
Literally, yeah. Same. No, yeah. I was so sad. I didn't have cash, and I wanted to buy flowers. And I was like, fuck.
You know, I've been trying to buy from street vendors for so long, and then when I'm there staring at them, and then we make the eye contact, I'm like, sir, I don't have no cash.
Oh,
I'm
my
so
God.
Sorry.
I know. I smiled at the guy, and I was like, I'm sorry. I wish I had a cash, because I really do want to buy from you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's like, buy yourself some flowers, you know, like, take yourself on a date, get all pretty and shit. And honestly, look, I'm a hopeless romantic. So what if, like, you dress up all nice and pretty for Valentine's, you go out to get yourself some dinner, and then boom, you meet the love of your life. Imagine.
Yeah.
That'd it's be like so you, nice. I know. And then they're like, when did, actually, dude, funny story really quick. We got time. This piece of shit that I dated.
Me. Literally me when I talk about Bigfoot.
So I'm actually talking about Not El Diablo, another piece of shit.
Oh,
right?
God.
Fucking, we hate this dude, too. We're going to have to give him a name. I don't know yet.
Uh-huh.
I'm brainstorm. But I actually met him through my best friend. It's his cousin. Damn, his family listens to this shit.
Oh,
sorry.
God. Awkward.
But it's all right. It's all right. I actually met him on Valentine's Day.
Interesting.
That's the first time we ever met. So my best friend FaceTimed me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was with another cousin, that cousin I knew, and they were buying, they were at, like, the liquor store buying alcohol, and then I'm like, what are you guys doing? And I think that Valentine's Day was probably landed on a Friday. I think it was landed on a Friday.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, oh, you know, we're just gonna get together with all the boys and drink, like, all their guy cousins. And I think they were all, like, single at the time, except for one. And then they're like, we're going to meet up at our other cousin's apartment. And they're like, you guys are not down to come through. It was me and my, who they were talking to, me and my girl best friend at the time. And we were, me and her looked at each other. We're like, we're low-key kind of down. Like, we got nothing to do. We had came back already. I'm pretty sure we celebrated it, but we had already been back home. We're like, fuck it. We got a bottle. And they're like, all right, come through. So we Ubered from UCLA to like Hawthorne area. And I met this guy, his cousin. It was Valentine's Day. We got drunk. Nothing happened, but, like, he was trying to make a move on me.
Gotcha.
He was, like, all touchy and shit. And we ended up drunk. And then, you know, we, you know, after that, we started talking, whatever. But fuck him. We don't like him.
He's
a piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit.
We'll talk about that in another episode. But I don't like him. But that's the only memory I have of, like, meeting someone Valentine's Day. Hopefully your, like, situation's not like mine. But, girl, get pretty Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there, look bomb as fuck. Stretch your way to the restroom. Where the fuck did I say restroom?
To the restaurant.
Yes. Stretch your way into the restaurant. You know, look all cute and fierce or whatever. Yep. And then you might just pull onto some guy. Yeah, you might never know.
Yeah, you just need the love of your life. Do it, girl. I support.
Yeah, 100%. And then come back and tell us how it went.
Literally.
Imagine. Dude, what do they say? Like, the people that, you know, all the sex are having February 14th and the babies
are Scorpios.
They're Scorpios?
I think so, yeah. Because February and then 9 months later, it's November. Scorpio babies. I have seen that where it's like, make sure you use protection or else you're going to have a Scorpio baby.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And you don't want no Scorpio baby.
Ooh. Ooh, I'm a Scorpio Venus. Girl, it's terrible. I can't imagine being a Scorpio.
Stop. The Scorpios are going to hate it.
The Scorpios are going to come for us. I'm sorry. I'm just joking. I think that guy that my first boyfriend, was he a Scorpio?
I don't know. We have like ask my brother.
I'm gonna ask that. If he's a Scorpio.
Scorpios are lucky. Like, no, sorry, not Scorpio. My bad. I'm kind of got mixed up. Sagittariuses are crazy.
Ooh,
Sagittarius. Ooh. Like, they're like, I will at least the ones I've encountered. They're really funny. They're fucking crazy,
really?
Though. Yeah, they're insane. Like the last Sagittarius I like kind of like had a thing with, motherfucker tried to gaslight me. We'll talk about that.
I think it's just fire signs in general, because Bigfoot did too, and he's an Aries. But anyways,
I'm a fire sign.
No, fire sign men.
Oh,
girl, I should say that. Sorry. Fire sign men. Because my little sister, you're like bitch. No. Girl, I'm a Leo rising.
You're right. Well, my best friend's an Aries. Yeah, you know what? I can't defend him. If he listens to this, he knows. I cannot.
You're like, never mind. Retract.
Oh my god, that is funny. No, yeah, though. But like, bringing back to that, like, I am jealous. I am jealous of all the fucking people getting it.
I know. I'm sitting here with my arms all crossed,
yes,
like
me.
Well, if you do get it in, yeah,
and a good man,
honestly,
to come with it,
literally, same. Mm-hmm. If you're getting it in, I'm jealous, and get some in for me, please.
Yeah,
I'm
rooting for you.
Enjoy it.
Go an extra round for us. No, extra two rounds. One for probably no one for me.
Please, for the love of God. It's been a while.
Later. Yeah. Girl, no, it's been more of a while for me than it has.
Oh, God. I'm heading there. Don't worry. I'll catch up with you. I'll probably catch up with you at this point.
Like, low-key, like, I'm about to put my business out there. I think the last time I've had sex. I'm embarrassed to fucking say, to be honest. October 2019.
Shit.
Yeah, it's been over a year. It's like a year and like
2019. We're in 2022, girl.
No, then I'm lying. I keep thinking this year is not 2022.
No, girl. Oh my god.
No, wait.
Was it? Or maybe it's. Is it 2 years?
I can't math.
Me thinking
hard.
Hold on.
It's been. I know when it hit October, I was like, oh, it's been a year. So last year was 2020.
Oh, okay.
2020.
October 2020. Okay.
Yeah, October 2020.
Okay.
That makes more sense. Okay. Oops, sorry, guys. Not that. Well, yeah, it's still long, right?
But October, that's pretty long. No, yeah, that is pretty long.
Dude, I've been wanting to, like, get on Tinder, you know, and.
Get on Tinder and get yourself some Valentine's stick.
But I'm do it. Valentine's stick.
Valentine's stick. Literally, just do it. Just do it for the dick. Just do it. And then ghost them afterwards. Do it.
You know what? I am tempted, guys. I really, really, really am. But emphasis on the really. But I'm scared. I feel scared.
No, same. For me, it's hard to, like, the thought of hooking up with a stranger, like,
yeah. I've always said this, that if it wasn't for El Diablo, which is who I lost it to,
yeah,
I think I'd still be a virgin now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Because
I feel it.
I think I lost it to him because I was in love with him.
Yeah.
Right?
As
but
we all were.
The other guys that I've dated after that, like, I was, like, dating them, or with one of them, he was my boyfriend. So if it was easier to have sex with them because it's like, oh, I'm dating them.
Yeah.
I, you know, so it's like, he's my boyfriend. I should have sex with him. But I wasn't in love with them. So I don't think I would have lost it to them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if it's really hard for me to hook up with people.
Yeah. No, like, honestly, same. But I feel it. I think that what that's well, for me, I was looking up or I saw this word, demisexual. Do you know what the demisexual is?
I've heard of it, but I don't.
So it's basically someone who doesn't experience sexual attraction unless they have an emotional attraction.
Oh.
Yeah. And
that's
a good word. I think it's fitting for me too, because I can physically like be attracted to someone, but unless we have an emotional connection, I'm not gonna have like.
Yeah, I can relate to that 100%.
Yeah.
100%. I think that's what I'm saying. Like, to be honest, like, I'd rather just like live in sexual frustration.
Yeah, same.
Than like just hook up with the random person same. That I have no connection with.
Because, yeah.
Like, it's just sometimes like, I mean, I've gone on dates.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Like, since then, I've gone on several dates with several men. And sometimes I will sit there staring at them and be like, I don't feel that way for you.
Yeah, like, I feel
like,
it.
You know, like, you're a cool guy. You're cool. You're chill. I just don't feel it. And I don't know if it's because there is no emotional connection. There is no physical attraction.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm going to just walk myself back to my car and just drive home and be like, couldn't fuck him. Oh, well.
Yeah. I feel it. No, 100%, girl. Self-pleasure.
Yeah.
Literally.
Valentine's Day is coming up. Treat yourself to a nice little toy.
Yep.
Put some candles on. If you really don't have anybody, put some candles on. Put that nice lingerie for yourself. And self-pleasure, baby.
Yes.
You will take yourself there.
Exactly. You will. Yes. That part. Yes. You do not need a man to satisfy your needs. You can satisfy your own needs. And you will probably get there. You will finish. There you go. We got you.
Boom. That's it. We gonna end strong. That's it.
Literally.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that does conclude.
That was good.
Our episode for the day.
Yeah.
Self-pleasure, baby.
Yes.
Do it yourself, sis.
It's Valentine's Day. Put yourself first. Pleasure yourself in all aspects. You know? And like self-love. Treat yourself. Buy yourself some flowers, some chocolates. Buy yourself some nice little candles, some nice lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
Make a fucking day out of it. For all my single ladies, that's what we will be doing.
Yep.
It's February 14th. It's a Monday, right?
I think so. I don't know.
I feel like it's a Monday.
Somewhere on there.
So that Monday, we just all gonna be like pleasuring ourselves. That's it.
So put your sure will.
And I need y'all to post some bomb ass pics so I can go like all of them.
Same.
And then I'm gonna be like, all right, I know what you did.
No. Same. Do it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that brings us to our conclusion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally.
Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. Remember, we did forget to say, we will say here, we will no longer be posting every week.
Yes.
It will be every other week.
Yes.
So this episode is coming out February 10th. Following week, no episode, but the week after that, there will be. And
so stay
release
tuned.
Dates will still be Thursdays.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned and follow us on Instagram and all our social media.
Yeah.
And that way you can stay up to date with when we post and our confessional Sundays as well.
Yes. Also, really quick, if you do not have Apple Podcasts or Spotify, no worries. You can still listen. We have our RSS, it's literally RSS website on our Instagram page. Click that and you can listen to it online onto our Fresas page right there. So you do not need Apple Podcasts or Spotify to listen to. So if you don't have any of those,
we got you.
We still got you. Don't worry.
That's right.
So just go ahead and go to our Instagram and check our little bio and you will see it right there in our link tree, RSS.com. And
I love that.
Listen to it there.
Yes, I love that.
Yes.
Well, with that, we want to say thank you so much for listening to our Valentine's Day episode. We hope that you enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you for the next time.
Yes. Happy Valentine's, fresitas.
Bye. Happy Valentine's. Adios, fresitas.
Adios.